Loud and clear.
Okay. No, I have people that know where I'm supposed to be with my schedule, so they wait for me till I walk by, and then they say, "Okay, I passed out today," and what am I supposed to do? Tell the guy I can't talk to you? I don't know. Whatever.
Like a true rebbe.
That's not a rebbe. I don't know what it is, but meaning, and the guy says,
Absolutely, Chad. I do it all the time.
No, but the guy, here's the problem. The guy says he's no, I'm just gonna lay down a whole day, and if I feel faint, I'm not eating shiurim. So you gotta sit there and convince him, like, hello, you gotta eat shiurim. Your mitzvah is to eat, not to pass out. Whatever. And if you say call me later, he's not gonna call later. Whatever. Okay, I'm sorry. What are we up to?
You don't have to tell me twice, I'll eat.
I understand. Okay.
Ilchus
Yeah, okay, changing gears. Seven Kuvlam Hey Sif Yud Gimel. Until then, right? Okay. Okay, so Yud Gimel. Misha Hailach Afila Be'emtes Sudasa L'sukas Chaveri. Let's tell you somebody who goes, even in the middle of the Suda, to his friend's Sukkah. V'oichel Sham Shir T'chayi B'sukkah. And he eats a Shir that's Chayi B'sukkah. Tzarech L'varach Gam Sham L'eshe B'sukkah. Meaning, so if you do the big famous Sukkah hop, so you go to somebody else's sukkah. So since you're in a new sukkah, it's like the same thing when you have to make new brachas. So you make a new leishah b'sukkah, right? No, you cannot have in mind, right? But the Mishnah Berurah says that
Even
he
if
should
it's the
not.
house right next door.
Yeah, it's a shina. It works.
Okay.
Mishnah Berurah says if you had it in mind, then you shouldn't make the bracha because it's a suffolk bracha. It's a suffolk bracha. It's a suffolk. Right, but he says you shouldn't do it, and then he says you shouldn't do it. Right? Don't either. Don't have it in mind, and then leave, and then make the broken. But don't have it in mind. Then you should bench first in your place, and then when you go there, then yeah. On your dalet, Misha. Let's say you forgot to make a leisha. It's a very common question. You said in the middle of your meal, you forgot to make a leisha. Or even after he finished the he needs to make a bracha. Because even the sitting, meaning it's not like you did the mitzvah already. The mitzvah is not over. You're still continuing the mitzvah. That's why nashim paturis from sukkah. Women are potter from sukkah. This is a big Sfardim versus Ashkenazim. Women are potter from sukkah, but they can still make the bracha of leishah b'sukkah. Right? Sfardim don't do this. Ashkenazim do this. Sfardim don't do this. Then there's the hak with whether they should answer amen, but they could answer amen. Why so they could answer amen? But a man should not make a leishah specifically for a woman unless he's also being yotze, because you don't want a man making the bracha. Right?
Self. Why are you making for her, not for you?
What?
He should just eat then, and then he
Well,
can make it for her because he's eating anyway.
right. If he, yeah, it's always that answer, right?
Could always have another piece of
Always
cake.
eat. You come out of it. No, but the problem is if the man was sitting there the whole time, then the woman comes in, and right, and he made a leishim. Yeah, right. He cannot make another one. Kitanim gamkin paturim. Minors are also potter on the kamakim kolshu mi ben chamesh shanim olamale. If they're 5 years old and up, chayev om lechanpet sheyot b'sukkah. When the father is mechuyev to be mechanet and leading the sukkah. Vafilo ein ave bebeisa. Even if his father's not home, ein la nicha sheyot chutz b'sukkah. Do not allow him to eat out of the sukkah. Now this is very negaya because the kid asks the father to please get me some food. Or put the pizza into the microwave and the father serves the kid inside the house. That's a problem. Because he just gave, he's not allowed, according to the kids, he's not allowed to do it. Now he's going with that food. To make a bracha. To make a bracha, yes. But it's really pizayas. What?
Inside the sukkah.
Yeah. It's more than a kebaya, right? And maybe you're not, if he eats less than an economy, then he doesn't have to go. But I mean, that what we're going to say, the chi of chinuch nowadays is not five, that's for sure. Maybe it's 40, but it's certainly not five. You're not kidding. No, there's no way. It's, you have to adjust that age. But depending on the kid. Yeah, sure. Yeah. I hear you. Okay. Chayla umeshamsha paturim misuka. A chayla is potter from sukkah, and those that are attending to the chayla potter from sukkah. If he's a chayla shemba sakana, if he's a chayla shemba sakana, ain't a meshamsha paturim ella b'shashu utzarach lehem. The meshamsha are not potter only when they're necessary, meaning when the chayla goes to sleep inside the house. So you put a monitor there, and then you go out to the sukkah and eat. I mean, I'm assuming that you would be required to do that, but maybe not. Maybe if you're taking to the fire or not. I would think in the hospital you don't have to. If it's a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, b'tur and gam b'shas she'en etzorach lehem kol kach. If it's a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, then you're potter even when the chayla doesn't need him so much. Yud zayin mitzdar gam kein potter min ha'sukkah b'shar ha'leilis. Like we said 2 days ago. Mitzdar is potter from sukkah and other night. The pain b'kol ha'yongim. But meaning first night he's not. First night he has to eat in the sukkah. Right? But other nights he's potter, and the same thing with the rest of the days. V'ayinu shemitzdar machmas tzina. He's mitzdar because he's cold, I mean ruach, or because of wind, I mean reyach ra, or bad spell, or similar things like that. Penim kavul loy haneris b'sukkos b'shabbos. Oh, this is always a big shayla that comes up. Let's say the lights go out in the sukkah on Shabbos. And it's a big headache for you to go to your neighbor's sukkah. You're allowed to go into your house where the candles are lit. Right? Now the question is, what about getting a goy to turn on the lights? Is that enough? Should you get a goy? Should you get a goy to turn on the lights? Shabbos. Yom Tov, for sure you get a goy. You could also take candles there. Right, so it's, I don't know. Let's see. V'davka mitchila asa sukkasa teroi v'af v'mikra ba'aloya inyan shu mitzdar aleishir v'alishir v'sukkah v'soifah. Meaning, that's only if your sukkah was built properly and then something happened that caused the tzar, meaning the bad smell, an animal died outside. So now all of a sudden it became bad smell. But if you look at chila, built it in a place that you're going to be mitzdar, then you avalim mitchila asa v'makam re'ach ra'ach k'dayma. Or a place, that's what he said yesterday, or if it's in a place, a sukkah that you're scared to sleep in it, then you're not even yaitzah even during the day, which we said yesterday, that's the Kitzin Shulchan Aruch. It's a major kumra. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah brings it too, but he comes out that the sukkah would still be kosher. That the sukkah would still be kosher. The Kitzin Shulchan Aruch is machmer. If a wind will come and will put out the neiros through the walls, then it's mutter for you to spread out a sheet or a beged there as a matitza to block the wind. All right? But the question is to put it under the schach. That's already much, much harder because that's more of an oya. Yud says, halchei drachim b'yoyim peturim min asukah b'yoyim. Those that are traveling during the day do not have to eat a sukkah during the day. Kivin she'elam shos l'troyach achar sukkah. Since they're traveling during the day, they don't have time to go look for a sukkah. Kivin she'etzrin leila take it from darkon. Since they have to constantly be moving, they have a pressure to move. So they're halchei drachim l'troyach achar sukkah. Avalim yofa leisha b'sukkah b'li tereach. But if they could sit in the sukkah without a tircha, meaning like a gas stop has the sukkah, then they have to. Meaning you're potter as long as you don't have a sukkah. But if there's a sukkah that's convenient, then you have to sit in the sukkah.
So would you be mechayev to buy a pop-up?
I don't think you're mechayev to buy a pop-up. No. What do you say? You're saying the same question? It was the same question. So you asked the same question. I don't think you'd be mechayev to buy a pop-up.
What about a small section of schach that you put over the doors of your car?
That maybe, but it depends how wide your car is.
I'm saying
need
a four-door.
Another wall. But you still need to put up a wall.
I have a just opening for the traveler, and it says all you do, let's say you're going to open the two doors on the left, you just keep the doors on the right closed, and you kneel between the two left doors.
Yeah, but the problem is if it's more, you have to use Daifan Akuma then. So if it's more than 4 amas wide, your car, so it's 4 amas. 4 amas is 6 feet wide.
Cars are less than six feet.
Let's say it's five. You go with the Reb Chaim, so it's around four 4 feet and change wide. Both cars, mm-hmm. I think, are bigger than four. Well, it depends how big your car is. My Fiat's not, right?
But it's not four doors.
It doesn't have to be four doors. It needs to be at least two.
The Safer, yes. I saw you had to open both side doors and put the stock right, over the two doors.
Yeah, but you know, the other two doors doesn't make a difference what you do with them.
Right? Okay.
You could also drop down the third wall in between the two doors. You could do that too. Has to go to, also the doors have to be within 9 inches of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We tend to talk about, no, with the loving, with loving. The wall, the doors will definitely be with the loving to the floor. Yeah.
They're on the hinge.
What?
The doors are on the hinge.
Right, that's another thing. You got to make sure the wind doesn't blow the doors closed. That's another thing. Okay, bottom line is that a halte jochen ba'atzim is potter. Belayla, because you've been alone when at night when you're in the hotel, she writes a lol and shom. You want to sleep with tzorach u'treyach asatra leishe b'sukkah. Then you have to be not cheat yourself to sleep in the sukkah. Afilu b'makom she'ein shom sukkah. Even if you're in a place with no sukkah, you have to try and travel to a sukkah. If you have a lost sukkah b'ma'ah mamon, if you're see, for this, Jesse, that you would for sure need to bring a sukkah. For sleep, you need to bring a sukkah. Because at night, meaning during the day, you have to travel. And if you're going to stop to look for a sukkah, it's going to stress you out that you're not going to get to where you need to get. Right? But for at night, when you're settled in, then you have to at least spend money to get to a sukkah. But a pop-up sukkah is not going to work for sleeping. So anyways, in America, a lot of people don't sleep in the sukkah. So that's a whole different story. But you have to try and get to a sukkah. But if you're traveling through the night, like, let's say you're driving all night to Florida or something like that, then you have the same din as during the day and you don't need to sleep in a sukkah. Well, if you're the passenger. Let's say somebody's going amongst the villages to collect debts in Chol HaMoed. If they can't make a sukkah, you see how much he's saying you're going traveling to villages, then you're mechuyev to travel home every night to go sleep in a sukkah. So it's pretty chumrah that he's saying that you have to sleep in a sukkah. Now there's a huge machlokes. Less. There's a big tumult, and it's very interesting. Most of the time, the Paiskim in Eretz Yisrael are more machmer than the Paiskim in America. In this area, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was more machmer than Rabbi Yashiv, and I think Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach too. Where Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says that if you're traveling for pleasure, then you don't have the patur. Meaning, this is only if you're traveling because you need to, either for business or you're moving or a Palamaya trip. He was asked. So Rabbi Yashu says, even if you're traveling for pleasure, you're still potter from a sukkah. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said, no, if you're traveling for pleasure, then you are chayav in a sukkah. You cannot eat. Right? That's very negaya.
So one thing you said, somebody,
follow my trip is pleasure.
You're just going to have to eat that salad.
What?
You're going to have to eat that salad.
You got to go back to your salad. Yes, leave some over. 100%. Why hold? That's it. Says that you're supposed to take. You're supposed to go out. I don't remember who said it. You're supposed to go out with the family. Yes. If you want to have healthy, normal family, you got to take them on trips. No, it's not. You're supposed to certainly go visit family, rabbeim. That's for sure. Yeah, that's supposed to be pleasure. If Klal Yisrael goes on trips, then that's what you're supposed to do. That's the way it is. Yes, 100%.
American dream is.
I didn't say what type of trips. You got parks and all that. I don't know. That's true. By the way, I'm not a Talmud Chacham. Just putting it right out there. I am not a Talmud Chacham. I am not. You're wasting your time if you come to me and call it money. That's what I'm telling you. Okay. Your test. I'll be hiding. Yeah. Shluchim mitzvah. Your test. Shluchim mitzvah. Filu b'layla k'shem b'malon. Shluchei Mitzvah, even at night when in the hotel, when Tzrichim to try Achas Sukkah, if they have to try and it's going to a bit of a headache to get to a Sukkah, Ashein and Nayef Lemlisha B'Sukkah, it's not easy for them to eat in the Sukkah, to sleep in the Sukkah. Yim Yishnu, Yiyu Lamachar, Yigayim, Yisakum, and HaMitzvah, and if they sleep in the Sukkah, the next day they're going to be tired and they're not going to do their Mitzvah properly, B'Turin B'Sukkah, they're parted from Sukkah, without this, they are chayev. So it's a very interesting thing because nobody sleeps well in a sukkah that I know of. Right? You have no problem? Okay. We got somebody here to the left who said sleeps fine.
It's pretty nice over here.
It's a disaster.
To me, it's a disaster. What?
Oh, disaster.
Do you sleep when you can? Okay. Okay. So I think most people don't sleep. Say, if you sleep well, fine. So for those that don't sleep well in a sukkah, so why are they not potter from mitzvah? So here from the kitzur, it's mashma that only somebody who is going for a mitzvah and he's going to be tired the next day, so he's not going to be able to keep a kind of the mitzvah properly. So he has a patur from sleeping in the sukkah. Mashma, somebody else. No. Well, it's not a thing.
But he's going on a cholamoy trip, doesn't have that patur?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Right? Fine. But other than that, it's from the kitzur's mashma. Obviously, the kitzur's very mashma. No, I think it's collecting tzedakah, these type of things, I think. If you'd be tired, you're going to go to less houses.
Oh, to give less?
You give, take, whatever. You're not going to have kaya.
Then you're going to have to go take a nap in the sukkah again.
Correct. You're going to knock on a guy's door and say, by the way, I need to collect money from you, but you have a spare sukkah for me to sleep a little? Yeah. Okay. Puff. Shaimri Gano Supadesim.
That even someone shopping some mitzvahs, if there's any pleasure involved, then...
That's right. That's a good point. So the shaila is, if there's pleasure, that's part of it, so then maybe that's not considered mitzvah. If you look in Rav Steinman's book, every mitzvah we do is shaloi lishma. Shaloi lishma. He held everything is shaloi lishma. What? That's maybe lishma. Yeah, because you want some covered, you want some this, you're doing the tzedakah because you really want to get something out of Hashem. Yeah. Correct. Correct. Okay. Those that are paid to watch, the watchman. And if it's possible for them to sit in one place and watch the field, then they should make a sukkah there and they should sit in it. Meaning, if they can't, then you're potter because you have a job that makes you potter from sukkah. But if you could somehow make a sukkah where you can do your job properly, then you'd be mechuyev to. Okay. Somebody went to make wine by goyim. They're potter from sukkah, whether it's during the day, whether it's at night. Because they need to watch to make sure a goy doesn't touch the wine. Like we just finished with the Avodah Zarah and the Dap. When a goy touches the wine, the whole process is over with. So somebody that's going to deal with the wine, and they have this even Bezman Hazeh, the people that work for Kedem, they're out in Washington for months at a time. I think, I don't know if this is the season now. It could be now is the season. So there, you mamish can't take a break. Because if a guy goes and touches, a guy sticks his hand and touches the whole thing, no, we don't. Not for wine. Then you've knocked out the entire parnasa for the guy. Right? So you got to be very vigilant. But if he doesn't need shimur somehow, maybe Taku, maybe Cameron's, maybe, I don't know. Somebody who's sitting in a store, even though they live outside the city and the store is inside the city, and most of the time they eat in their store. I mean, they live in the suburbs and they commute to the city, right? And they need to eat, and normally they eat lunch in their business. On sukkahs, they have to eat in the sukkah. That's in Manhattan. They have sukkahs, you know, Lubavitch, Baruch Hashem bails people out with all these things, and they have sukkahs. I don't know about the sukkahs on the backs of the trucks. That I don't know. Okay, stop there with that. With that's first one.